Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Cain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Cain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to home to get Freehan. Wirt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt is walked intentionally. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash scores. Freehan moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1. Tigers. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lee Stang now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cain moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kaline out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Aparicio moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gutierrez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch hits for Lee Stang. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Noop moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Noop moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noop scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bob Reed now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Melton moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Fred Sherman now pitching. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a line drive towards center. Berry catches it and throws to second to double up Kaline. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive towards short. Gutierrez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Tigers. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Horton reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Tigers. Barry Moore now pitching. Bob Spence now playing first base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Noop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Noop reaches second base with a double. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Barry Moore. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.